This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. In his first public appearance since a 37-count federal indictment against him, former U.S. President Donald Trump told the Georgia State Republican Party the charges against him were ridiculous and baseless. In the indictment unsealed Friday, Trump is accused of willfully defying Justice Department demands to return classified documents and soliciting aides in his efforts to hide the records and telling his lawyers that he wanted to defy a subpoena. Speaking Saturday in Columbus, Georgia, Trump claimed the indictments were simply an effort by U.S. President Joe Biden to eliminate him as a political enemy.
The ridiculous and baseless indictment of me by the Biden administration's weaponized Department of Injustice will go down as among the most horrific abuses of power in the history of our country. Many people have said that. Democrats have even said it.
The Associated Press reports the speech included allegations that either contradicted or were not confirmed by the news agency. Trump is scheduled to address the North Carolina Republican Party later Saturday. Despite the former president's protestations, legal experts say the Justice Department has built a strong case. Temple University law professor Craig Green told the Reuters news agency, after reading through the indictment, his biggest surprise is how active Trump was in allegedly concealing the documents from authorities. He said it also raises the question of why.
Another theme of the prosecution that I think one, it's not directly stated, but I think it's very clear, there was no good reason for Mr. Trump to have these documents at Mar-a-Lago. There was no good reason for him to be showing them to other people. There was no good reason he should be hiding them. And I think that idea of carelessness and of abuse of public trust and of risk to national security, I think is at the core of all of these allegations.
Green was quick to add that in a politically charged case like this one, it only takes one juror or one judge to weaken a strong case. This is VOA News. Ukrainian officials say Russia fired missiles and drones at targets across Ukraine in the early hours of Saturday, killing three civilians in the Black Sea city of Odessa and striking a military field in the central Poltava region, Kyiv authorities said. Reuters correspondent Ed Barron has more.
The attacks were the latest in a spate of overnight strikes that Russia has intensified as Kyiv sets its sights on a major counteroffensive. The Air Force said the attacks involved 8 ground-launched missiles and 35 strike drones. Air defense units managed to down 20 drones and 2 cruise missiles, it said. The Russian Defense Ministry said on Saturday that Ukraine's forces have continued unsuccessful attempts in the past 24 hours to launch attacks south of Donetsk and in Zaporizhia regions, as well as in the area of the eastern city of Bakhmut. Reuters was not able to independently verify that assertion or the situation on the battlefield.
That's Reuters correspondent Ed Barron reporting. 4 indigenous children who survived a plane crash and wandered for 40 days alone in the Amazon jungle have been rescued and are receiving medical care. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Photos provided by the Colombian military showed soldiers tending to 4 children in the jungle. No details were released on how the 4 siblings, aged 13, 9, 4 and 11 months, managed to survive on their own for so long. The plane crash happened in the early hours of May the 1st, killing all 3 adults on board. The announcement of their rescue brought a happy ending to a saga that had captivated many Colombians. President Gustavo Petro celebrated the news. They were alone. It was them who achieved a great exemplary survival. It will become history. Petro also said he would meet soon with the youngsters who are being brought to Bogota to be checked at a hospital. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ted Kaczynski, who became known as the Unabomber, has died at the age of 81. Reuters correspondent Emily Jaley reports.
Kaczynski carried out a 17-year spree of mysterious bombings that killed 3 people and baffled the FBI. He made and sent many of his bombs while living in a cabin with no running water in rural Montana. The Harvard University graduate, a loner since childhood, targeted academics, scientists, and computer store owners, and even tried to blow up a commercial airliner in a one-man terror campaign from 1978 to 1995 against what he believed were the evils of modern technology. After years of frustrating police, a breakthrough came when Kaczynski released a rambling 35,000-word manifesto that was published in the media in September of 1995. Kaczynski's younger brother David tipped off police. Agents arrested the Unabomber in his cabin in April 1996.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Cutler.